As MetLife Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 48, a reminder of what could have been sits next door. New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford reports on the cartoony-looking neighbor, the American Dream Entertainment Complex, a garishly painted and very empty building that will be sitting out the Super Bowl in the Meadowlands.
Back in 2003, then-Governor James McGreevy announced a public-private partnership for a mega entertainment complex as a way to spur development in the Meadowlands.
This will be the premier family entertainment center in the Northeast of the United States of America.
Legendary was the Xanadu, where Kublai Khan decreed his stately pleasure dome.
They named the mega mall Xanadu, and even for Jersey, it was over the top. Not only would there be high-end shops and restaurants, there would be a 14-story indoor ski run, a water park with a wave pool, an amusement park including a Ferris wheel, a 26-screen movie theater. And all of this fabulousness would come complete with a new $200 million rail line that would also serve MetLife. And this super entertainment center would be built in time for the 2014 Super Bowl. The rail line is there, but three sets of owners and a trail of litigation later, the stalled project sits empty on the Meadowlands' biggest day. That disappoints Bergen County Freeholder Tracy Zurr.
For us to miss the opportunity of being able to capture the tourism dollars that could have been spent at that project, at that mall, and on all of the entertainment that could have gone on there, it is an opportunity that's unfortunately not going to be realized at this point in time.
In 2010, Xanadu was sold to Triple Five, the corporation behind Minneapolis's Mall of America. The company plans to keep the facility's original tenant mix, but make it bigger and pour in more money. After renaming the project American Dream, the group has been securing financing and a $390 million tax break to finally complete the project. The complex's new owners say it will open, but long after Super Bowl fans leave town. Many in New Jersey, like Zurr, are anxious for its completion.
This is a project that we need here in Bergen County. These are jobs that we need here in Bergen County. So I am very eager to see this get underway.
The project's stallout can be traced to a funding fizzle that occurred when Lehman Brothers, once a backer of Xanadu, declared bankruptcy in 2008. Litigation ensued. From the start, Xanadu had critical support made up of political leaders and real estate developers. A succession of governors, including John Corzine and Chris Christie, backed it, as did former New York Governor George Pataki. But East Rutherford Mayor James Casella says Xanadu / American Dream is not something local leaders pushed for.
I laugh. I look around the table and you get some high-priced people there.
Governor Christie, who's expressed frustration with the project's delay, said it would be too costly to tear down. Recently, Mayor Casella told the New Yorker magazine that the Meadowlands is like Monaco, a principality that bears little relationship to his working-class town, yet draws huge out-of-town investments. He shrugs it off as inevitable.
When you're dealing with the state or the sports authority, they're pretty much going to do, if they want something to happen, it's going to happen.
The sports complex at the Meadowlands takes up about a third of East Rutherford's four-mile radius. Historically, the venues have broken even or lost money. State taxpayers today are still paying off debt on the old Giants Stadium, demolished in 2010. Its replacement, MetLife Stadium, was built with private money, and its NFL owners don't pay property taxes to East Rutherford. They pay a lease to the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, and East Rutherford receives a payment from that. But it's less than what the town would reap in property taxes. As for missing a Super Bowl-size opportunity, Triple Five spokesman Alan Marcus says that's far from true.
The reality is that this project stands on its own. It doesn't rely on a Super Bowl. That's one day, one week.
Marcus says once financing is secured, American Dream could be finished and open by 2015. At least the warehouse-like structure is getting some use. Right now, it's being used as a security station for state police during the Super Bowl. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.